Greece will submit to the European Commission its priorities on exploiting of funds allocated by the Recovery Fund in October, Greek Finance Minister Christos Staikouras has stated. In comments made to Mega TV channel, Staikouras said that the Greek proposals will have two legs. First, dealing with the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on income, employment, small and medium-sized enterprises and public health, and second, the priorities for economic recovery. The Education Ministry bill entitled Upgrading Schools and Other Provisions was submitted to Parliament late on Thursday, bringing about changes at all levels of education. The bill brings changes to the university entrance exam, student transfers, school evaluation, teacher training, while new lessons will be added at all levels of education. Unidentified assailants fired against police officers as they fled the scene of a break-in in the northern Athens suburb of Metamorphosy early this morning. The suspects had broken into a department store on Tatoiou Avenue at about 3:30 a.m. and attempted to remove a cash machine. The police was notified and the would-be robbers fled the scene, firing against the officers. No injuries were reported. Peaceful rallies gave way to a third night of arson, looting and vandalism in Minneapolis in the U.S. as protesters vented their rage over the death of a black man seen on video gasping for breath while a police officer knelt on his neck. President Donald Trump on Twitter said he will send the National Guard troops and get the job done right if Mayor Jacob Frey failed to bring the city under control. The Minnesota National Guard said it had activated more than 500 soldiers to assist local authorities and mainly the fire departments in Minneapolis, St. Paul and surrounding areas. And the weather forecast. Local showers and occasional thunderstorms are forecast for Attica today. The temperature is expected to reach a maximum of 24 degrees Celsius.